Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. In this episode, in fact, in this series of episodes, we are going to be talking to the beautiful, stunning Tiffany Burich. Now, if you haven't heard of her, she is part of the Plant Built team. She is a figure competitor, and she is one to watch out for because this woman, this is the reason I brought her on the show today, has created some insanely amazing gains just over the past few months since her last contest, which was at the Naturally Fit Super Show. And she's going to be going for her pro card. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Tiffany before we bring her on. Number one, when you see her picture, you won't be surprised at all when I tell you that she was a former Hawaiian Tropic model, and then she decided to change gears and turn fitness model, and she is now a sponsored vegan athlete. Now, she's not just beauty, she's brains as well. She's got a bachelor's degree in exercise science and a bachelor's degree in biology going down the pre-med route, but she decided to take a break from it to pursue her passion for vegan bodybuilding. She's also a certified personal trainer and CrossFit coach, and she is the owner of No Excuses Fitness and Nutrition and a co-owner of Vegan Powerhouse Physiques. If you're listening to the show, please help me welcome Tiffany Burich. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I just got off of a plane just a few moments ago from Chicago, Illinois. We did a big, huge training out there with over 200 students. It was a blast. And now I'm back in Austin, Texas. But you, where are you right now?
I am in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's actually pretty rainy out today, but...
Well, I know here's the thing about Florida, right? It rains, but usually the rain's over in a few minutes, and it's back to sunny again.
Yeah, unless it's hurricane season, which is 6 months of the year, and then it rains for days and days, but it's not too bad. It's warm, so that's a good.
True. Well, let's not talk about hurricane season, because it gets pretty crazy over there. But I do remember the last time I saw you in person, that was near, I think it was around the early January. It was beautiful. The weather was beautiful out. We're in Palm Beach, and I saw you. I met you down in Fort Lauderdale, and you looked absolutely amazing. I mean, and I want you to share a little bit about your workout and your nutrition routine to my folks who's listening in the next few sections so we can understand what you did to achieve that. But you looked amazing. But I had a great time. What did we do? We took a lot of pictures. We took a ton of video going through your entire workout. So those of you listening, definitely check out. If you're picking this up from iTunes right now, this podcast, go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Find Tiffany's feature. So you'll see all of her episodes right there. Just look for Tiffany, and you'll see links to the video footage that we took from our experience together. It was a lot of fun, and you'll understand exactly how intense and hardcore this girl works out. It's pretty cool. So anyway, I have a couple questions for you. Number one is, so you wrote to me saying that you're going for your pro card. So what's the next contest that you're going to be doing?
Well, I'm hoping to do one May 3rd down here in Florida. I had planned to do one on March 15th, and then unfortunately my dog had gotten sick, and I had to take some time off from the gym, and very costly surgery as well. So I had to kind of put it back on hold a little bit. But still training. I haven't stopped my training since then, and I'm hoping to do it. Panama City actually will be my next show.
Oh, Panama City, sweet.
Yeah, and it's an NPC show, so.
All right, so for those of us who want to go out there and support you, it's going to be May 3rd, Panama City, NPC show.
Yes.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll try to put those details up in the description of the episode and on the website too, so people can go out and support you. Very, very cool. And that's a pro show then.
It's a national qualifier, so if I do well in this show, I can go on to nationals and then get my pro card that way.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I'm not going to wish you luck because I know you're going to do amazing. What I am going to wish is that you have a phenomenal time. You have an amazing, amazing time because I know you're going to do really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's go and get to know you a little bit. I'm really curious, Tiffany. How long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan for 6 years now.
6 years. And why did you decide to go vegan?
I am an ethical vegan. I saw an article in a PETA magazine that was mailed to me, and it was about a downer cow. And I read this and I was like mortified. I mean, I couldn't believe that this kind of, these things actually go on in the meat industry. And
Like
so I started doing more
what
research into that.
things what things go on in the meat industry? What do you mean?
Just the way that the animals are mistreated, I mean, with the downer cow, it's just the cow can no longer, make it to walk to the truck or, for slaughter or however, where they're bringing it to. And they just pretty much just like, we'll push it with like a bulldozer or some that, I see them like kicking animals and just, pulling them just to get them on the truck and, really cruel, cruel things. And, so I started doing more research about, how animals are treated in the meat industry. And I didn't know any of this kind of things were going on. I used to eat chicken every day with hot sauce, and I liked chicken, and never thought twice about it. And after reading all this stuff and doing more research, I was just I didn't want to be a part of it anymore. I was like, I can't contribute to this, with my money and support these kind of acts by humans. So right then and there, I had cut out meat and pork and chicken, and then I started doing more research and realized how the dairy and eggs are also tied into that as well. So after about 6 months after becoming vegetarian, I turned completely vegan.
Oh wow. What do you think of so a lot so if you're an ethical vegan, so that means that you decided I'm not going to eat this stuff anymore because you made the connection to purchasing any animal product to literally paying for the next set of animals to go through the same torture, murder, exploitation, rape, all that bad stuff, right?
Exactly.
Got
Exactly.
it. So what do you feel about palm oil? It's technically vegan, but there's a lot of really horrible stuff attached to it.
I actually would just cut that out completely, for that reason. I mean, it's the same thing with, they talk about, which are cage free and those kind of things. I feel like that kind of falls on the same aspect in the sense that, what is cage free to somebody? We think, oh yeah, it means that they're just, running around the farm like in the old days. And the truth is that kind of stuff doesn't happen at all anymore. They're not, if they're cage free, that means they're still all crumped together and, going to the bathroom all over each other, spreading disease, living miserable lives until they are, eventually, used for food. But, so you can't really, you don't know where the food's coming from all the time. You can't be certain. So I'd rather not take the chance and just cut out any of those things. I can start, gelatin and my vitamins. And I mean, I read labels on everything. So,
Yeah, you
I
have
don't,
to. You absolutely have
yeah.
to. Palm oil has
And if it's
become such
questionable,
a
I won't even try it. So
palm oil is
I know there
recently.
are supposed to be sources where it is okay, in the United States, from what I understand, where they get it from. But like I said, if you don't know for sure where it's coming from, I wouldn't take that chance.
Well, I know palm oil has really come into the picture lately because here's the thing with palm oil, right? Because they're getting palm oil from different areas of the world where there are lots of endangered species that live in the palm oil forest, where they're cutting down the forest to make more room for these palm plants that are grown and built up. And we're talking endangered species are just getting reduced in numbers because of this. And this has become a big debate with a lot of vegans because it technically is vegan because there's no animal products in the palm oil itself. But if anybody is a cruelty-free vegan, then you might want to consider that purchasing any palm oil product is actually paying for more destruction of these rainforests, which is wiping out or getting close to wiping out some very serious endangered species that's going on right now. And here's the why. And
Right.
back to my first point was why it's come up in the media recently is because a team of reporters decided to go down and visit these palm oil plantations and look at these companies that were supposedly certified. Like there's, I guess, an environmental certification that says that they do only sustainable practices. And what they found was that number one, that these certifications All you need to do to get the certification is simply pay a fee. No inspection has to go on, and there's no regulation that has to go on to make sure that they're.
I believe that goes on with animal tested products as well, like to get onto the list of cruelty free. Because I my shampoo, hair products, things like that, I make sure that I'm cruelty free and buying those as well. But from what I understand, there are certain lists that you can find, and again, people can just submit their name for their product and say, yes, my product is cruelty free, but they don't actually check to make sure it is. So that's what just goes in, correlation with what you're saying about, you pay a fee, you give your name, and they put you on a list and says it's okay, but it's really not.
Yeah, it's a total sham. It's a complete sham. So this video crew decided to go down there to check out what the deal is, because they got a little tip saying, hey, you know what? A couple of these companies that are supposedly certified sustainable companies are out there just chopping down more forests totally illegally, and the government is not doing a thing about it. So what they concluded was that there is no sustainable palm oil. Period, over and out. And one of those companies that completely admit that they don't really know or have a way to know if their palm oil is sustainable is Earth Balance and their products.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out. For those of you who are cruelty-free vegans or ethical vegans, you have to watch out for palm oil, because if it's in there, your best bet is to just not have any of it. There's almost 100% chance.
A lot of peanut butters use that. A lot of different peanut butter brands use palm oil as well.
Yeah.
In there as well. But, I see it as the same thing as anything else. What's to give up a few more things that you like? It's disappointing. Yeah, it has palm oil. But when you become a vegan, you give up a lot of foods that you at one time really enjoyed. So, for me, it's just, it's not that big of a deal. It's okay, well, it sucks that I can't eat this now because it has palm oil in it, or whatever. But if you look at the big picture, it doesn't really matter, because you can find something else that's just as good, if not better, to eat. So.
And you got to watch out too. You got to watch out, because there's some companies out there. Fortunately, Earth Balance, they don't mention that they're cruelty free in any way. They don't say that they are, and they do disclose that they have palm oil in their ingredients. But some other companies, you got to watch out for this. Some other companies won't say that they use palm oil, but they'll say they use like Earth Balance. And so you got to do a little backtracking and say, okay, they use Earth Balance. What's Earth Balance? Go to the Earth Balance website. Then you realize, oh, they're a palm oil producer. Got it. Or they have a product, not a palm oil producer, but they're a palm oil buyer. But they have a product. The product that's in your supplement or whatever has Earth Balance stuff in it. It's got palm oil. So you got to watch out. And then this is really, I know of one company that just, you got to really watch out for this. On the label, they say that they're loving the animals and loving the planet, but they have the Earth Balance product in it. So that if you're buying that product, supporting the cutting down of these rainforests and the killing off of these endangered species. So you got to watch out for that deceptive marketing out there in different products. But anyway, that's
Garden of Life. Just to go off that, I know Garden of Life has their Megalar, or their one of their products. I know is they get their vitamin D3 from a non-vegan source. But it only tells you that on the website. It doesn't, but their actual thing says that it's vegan. And if you actually go on the website, it actually tells you that it comes from like lanolin or something. I forget, but
it's
a non-vegan source. And it says, that on the website, it says they only think that if you're something like a hardcore vegan would really matter to you. I'm like, well, then I guess I'm extreme, as it says. If you're an extreme vegan, then it would only matter to you.
Because yes, that's from sheep.
Yes, yes, if you go on there, if you look at their Garden of Life, I think it's raw meal, is the part I think, and on the actual product, it says that it's vegan, but if you go on their website, it tells you that it comes from comes from lanolin, and it says only extreme vegans would find a problem with this. So that was very disappointing.
No,
I used to use their protein a lot. Yeah.
How enraged I am right now about this. I consume that product. I mean, it's the worst tasting crap I've ever had, but every now and again, it goes down on sale with a steep discount. I had no idea they were doing, oh my God.
Yeah.
That is such a
betrayal. I was livid. I found that out a couple months ago and I was livid. I'm like, I used to use that regularly. Like you said, when it would go on sale, I'm like, of course, I'll pick it up. It's like super cheap. Like, why not? You know, I have a backup protein. I like to mix up my protein powders, you know, change it up a little bit. And yes, it absolutely does. And it doesn't, and it says their label, it says that it's vegan on the label. But if you go on the website, it tells you that it's not. Yeah.
Wow. Let's get into to you. So, I mean, this, what were we talking about? We were talking about why you went vegan, and it's because of his ethical reasons. Okay. You know,
right.
I'm just going to say this because a lot of vegans, probably have experienced the same thing as me, but once one goes ethical, you just go down this rabbit hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And I found myself getting more and more frustrated and upset and outraged the more I hear and learn about things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it's totally against your morals to eat meat. So what happened? Like, you went vegan, and right afterwards, did you notice a drop in your performance or your muscle mass, or
no,
did anything
actually
change?
That's funny that you ask that, is that I went vegan for ethical reasons. However, I stayed vegan, you know, put on the flip side, obviously for the ethical reasons as well, but I actually tried as an experiment to myself after, you know, to go back and try to eat chicken just to see one day. And I felt what I can only describe as toxic. I felt like I felt so just not okay. Like I didn't feel good, like physically, but, you know, mentally I felt almost like angry. Like, and I just didn't know why. And I didn't feel good. So I'm like, you know, forget it. I'm like, honestly, I thrive on a plant-based diet. I can go and do, when I do workouts with my buddy at the gym, you know, and I would do like an hour of cardio on the stairs or on the treadmill or whatever, before he would come and meet me. And then we'd do like a couple, CrossFit workouts right after that together. And I'd still like smoke him, like, and still be ready to go for more and, you know, eat a banana and keep going. Like it, you know, I have so much more energy, and, I put on 15 pounds of muscle after turning vegan as well.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
Ever since then, it's just, I have continued in the past year once I started competing and learning, you know, how to even further, what works best for my body. And like you said, I've put on more muscle and leaned out since just the last time in July when I first met you to seeing you again in January. So it's continuously just, you know, building like constantly, but I definitely, I can't say that no negative outcomes from turning vegan at all.
That's amazing. Wow. Wow. Well, good for you. I wish I could say I had the same experience. You obviously knew what you were doing, so that's why we've got you on the show, and you're going to share with us what you were doing. But, man, if you haven't already, go back and listen to the
very
first...
Yeah, I didn't go through that problem where I hear people, you know, a lot of people when they first change over, they, you know, they don't feel well switching over to the vegan diet. But I also think that it's just because because I didn't do it all in one shot. You know, I was learning and I had nobody, you know, I knew of like Derek Treesize and I knew of Robert Cheek. And I, at that time was following them, you know, their careers online, but I didn't know any vegans in person, nobody to help me. This was just a whole trial thing I did on my own. So I can, for that first year before going from vegetarian to full vegan, I was just, you know, trial and error. I was cutting out meat. I was trying to find substitutes. I was, you know, doing everything that I could. So my body had a little bit of a chance to adjust, I guess, to just switching my diet. Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, so I didn't have any negative experiences after, which I'm very lucky.
Well, good for you for getting it right out the gate. For those of you who are listening, check out my first couple episodes if you don't know what my background is, where I share exactly what happened to me the first time that I went vegan. Well, I've only gone vegan once, and I've never looked back. So the first 9 months that I was vegan, you can hear about it, and then you can also download the Vegan Muscle Book, and I'll give you the website at the very end of this episode where I go through my entire history of what happened, what I tried, and how it didn't work until I finally got it right. So speaking of your awesome 15-pound muscle gain, let's go into your workout routine. Let's go into that, and then we'll talk about your nutrition.
Okay.
So, let me stop you right there. You know what? I didn't realize how much time that we've been spending talking. So what we're going to do is we'll break here, and then in the next segment, we'll come back and we'll talk about your workout routine. Does that sound cool?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Certainly.
Hey, and really fast. So, Tiffany, do you have a website or something where people can reach you if they want to contact you?
Yes, my website is noexcusesfitness.org, and my Facebook is, you know, facebook.com/TiffanyBurich. Twitter, T. Gurich, and Instagram is No Excuses Trainer.
Okay, so if you don't have, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't see the description, her last name is spelled B-U-R-I-C-H.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that. So I want to thank you, listener, for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us. Give us a review. If you thought that we deserved 5 stars, please go to iTunes and give us 5 stars. It helps this episode and the others get more featured, and it allows more eyeballs to find our podcast and learn that it is absolutely 100% possible to achieve your dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. And if you haven't already, make sure that you download your own complimentary copy of the Vegan Muscle Book, my vegan muscle building guide, where I show you how I gained over 10 pounds of muscle and lost an inch off my waist in just 28 days doing nothing but eating plants. You can get that at veganmusclebook.com. And also join in on the conversation that's already going on at Facebook. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning in today. My name is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.